Mesechtas Demayin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hanaisin l'chamaisei, someone who gives produce to his mother-in-law to cook it for him. So it's a similar discussion to the last Mishnayos, where someone's produce is coming into the hands of someone else who's Amma Arts. So here, it's talking about a mother-in-law who's Amma Arts, and he gave food to his mother-in-law to cook. So the Mishnah says, Ma'aser eshu naisin la v'eshu naitol mimena. He has to take off ma'aser from what he gives to her and what he receives, the cooked food that he receives from her. Mepnei shi chashuda l'achlef esamaskalkal, because she suspected of switching the food esamaskalkal what gets ruined. If she ruined the food that he gave her to cook, so then she will switch it for other food, possibly she'll switch it for other food, and he'll be fed food that ma'aser wasn't taken off of. So he needs to take off ma'aser what he gives her, so he doesn't cause her to eat something that ma'aser wasn't taken off of if she takes the ruined portion. And he needs to take off ma'aser what he's given, the cooked food, because it may be switched food that wasn't ma'aser wasn't taken off of yet. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's coming to explain the reasoning why the mother-in-law is suspected of exchanging the food, even though in previous Mishnayos we mentioned that the standard Amma Arts was not suspected of switching people's food. So he says, the reason is, right sahiba tikanas bita, a mother wants the general well-being for her daughter and doesn't want to feed her daughter the ruined food. Ubaisha mechasana, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law, she's embarrassed to serve the son-in-law a ruined dish, and for these two reasons she's going to switch the food, even though generally the Amorites won't switch the food. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and he's the one that said the first halach on the Mishnah. The Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah continues, Maida Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that we won't suspect the mother of switching the food, in a case where the son-in-law gave his mother produce during the Shvius, during the Shemitah year, and he gave produce that did not grow during that year, and so it was safe to eat in however which fashion he would want. So then everybody agrees, She'ina chashuda l'haklef, l'haklef is bita Shvius. The mother-in-law is not suspected of exchanging the food, even if it got ruined, and feeding the daughter fruit that was grown on Shvius, that it possibly is going to not be treated in the proper fashion, so that she wouldn't do. Even though Amoratzim didn't treat, they didn't keep the halachas of Shvius properly themselves, but they were more careful with it regarding others, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds that she would switch the ruined dish when it came to the question of Meiser, but regarding Shvius, the mother-in-law would not do that. Perek Dalet Mishnah Alf. Generally, Amma Arts is not believed regarding the Meiser status of the produce that he has. The Mishnah over here says an exception to that rule. Halakech Peres Mimisha Enei Nemen Al Meisers. Someone who buys fruit from a seller that's not trusted on Meisers, in other words, Amma Arts. V'shakach La'asran, and the buyer forgot to take off Meiser from the Demai, he forgot to take off Meiser before Shabbos. And now comes Shabbos. On Shabbos, he can't take off Meiser, he can't fix the produce on Shabbos. So what does he do? The Mishnah says, V'shayle b'Shabbos, he asks the Amma Arts, the seller on Shabbos, did you take off Meiser? Yechol Al-Piv, he's allowed to eat the fruit, the produce, on the word of the seller, even though generally we don't trust the Amma Arts. But on Shabbos, if the Amma Arts says that I took off Meiser, you can eat it. So then, the halacha is we trust him. Why? Because on Shabbos, it's a special holy day. And even the Amoratzim, they recognize the holiness, the Kedusha of Shabbos. And they're more careful with their words. They wouldn't lie on Shabbos. And based on the necessity that this person cannot take off Meiser, and the fact that the Amoratz is more trustworthy on Shabbos, Chazal were lenient, and he allowed the person, the buyer, to rely on the word of the Amoratz on Shabbos. However, Chashcha, Meitzei Shabbos, once it gets dark and it becomes Meitzei Shabbos, Lo yechol ad she'aser, then he cannot eat more of the fruit until he takes off Meiser, because he's only allowed to rely on this leniency on Shabbos itself, that he can't take off Meiser. But after Shabbos, he has to take off Meiser from whatever's left. The Mishnah continues with a similar case. Loi Matzei, if he couldn't find the seller on Shabbos, he couldn't find the seller to ask him if Meiser was taken off. Amalei Achir, She'ini Nemen Al Meiseris, but a different person, a third party, someone who was an Amaretz, who was not trusted on Meiseris, told him, Mu'usar and Haim, you should know the produce that you bought, Meiser was taken off of it. Eichel Al Piv, you can eat on his word. Also, a different person, another Amaretz, is trusted on Shabbos to say Meiser was taken off. And the same halacha applies that Chashcha Meitzei Shabbos, when it becomes dark after Shabbos, lo yechal ad she'aser, he cannot continue eating the rest of the produce until he takes off meiser. The last case of the Mishnah speaks about meduma. Meduma is a mixture of chulin and truma or trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is after meiser is separated, then another truma is taken off from that meiser. Truma and trumas meiser needs to be eaten by a kayin. A non-kayin is not allowed to eat it. And if it gets mixed together with the chulin, with the standard produce, so then it becomes a mixture called meduma, where somewhere in this mixture there's produce that's truma or trumas meiser, and it needs to be eaten by the kayin. So the Mishnah now discusses a case that happened regarding d'mai. Trumas meiser shall d'mai shechazer lam kaima. If you have trumas meiser, so someone has d'mai purchased from Amarats. Generally, d'mai, we don't worry about the original truma because the Amaratsim were careful about truma. Meiser, they were not as careful about. But truma was more severe to them, and they took off the truma, but they didn't take off the meiser. Sometimes they didn't take off the meiser, and so it never came to trumas meiser. If the meiser wasn't separated, they didn't yet take off the trumas meiser from the original meiser. So here you have a person who has d'mai. He took off meiser, and then he took off trumas meiser of that meiser. Shechazer on kaima, that trumas meiser went back to its original place. It fell back in the pile of the rest of the produce. So now you have trumas meiser that got mixed with the regular produce, and this is meduma. It's a mixture of trumas meiser and chulin. But the whole thing only originated from d'mai. It was in question whether or not meiser was taken off in the first place. So what do you do? Rav Shimon Shazuri says, af b'chol, in this case, even on a weekday, you can ask the Amaretz, was meiser originally taken? And if he says yes, you can eat it on his word. Because if the original meiser was taken, so that the buyer separated meiser and then he took off trumas meiser from that meiser, it was all not necessary, because originally meiser was taken off, and whoever received that original meiser, they took off their own trumas meiser. So now that we believe over here that the Amar is saying that meiser was taken off, it comes out that what the buyer separated was never really meiser and trumas meiser, and so it comes out this mixture is really all cool, and it's not meduma. There's no trumas meiser mixed in, and over here we believe the Amar because, as we mentioned before, the Amaratzim were careful regarding truma. And when they hear that there's trumas meiser potentially mixed in this, and they may be the cause of some non-kayan eating this trumas meiser, so they are wary of that, and they're careful, and they're trusted to say that meiser was taken off, and they're not going to cause somebody to, a non-kayan to eat from this potentially trumas meiser. So they're trusted to say meiser was taken off, and we'll fix the whole pile.